This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Mike from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Democratic South Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar and his wife are being pardoned by President Trump. Texas Public Radio's Joey Palacios reports the Cuellars are accused of accepting money from a foreign government and working on behalf of agencies outside of the United States.
On his platform Truth Social, Trump said Cuellar and his wife Imelda would receive a full and unconditional pardon, adding, quote, "Henry, I don't know you, but you can sleep well tonight. Your nightmare is finally over." Attached was a letter from the Cuellar's daughters petitioning Trump for the pardon. Last year, the Cuellars were charged with bribery, unlawful foreign influence, and money laundering by the Department of Justice. Cuellar allegedly accepted approximately $600,000 in bribes from a Mexican bank and an oil and gas company owned by the government of Azerbaijan. Cuellar was reelected in 2024, months after the indictment. He represents communities from San Antonio to Laredo. He's held the office since 2005. I'm Joey Palacios in San Antonio.
A congressional seat currently held by a Texas Republican who announced his retirement last month is likely going to be held by another Republican. That's according to Renee Cross at the University of Houston's Hobby School of Public Affairs. Troy Nails is the former Fort Bend County Sheriff and now represents Texas's 22nd congressional district. Cross said several candidates are in the running to replace him.
Who it'll be, we'll see. We've already got Rebecca Clark, who is a Republican geophysicist. J.C. Chaton, which is a former state representative, looks like he's going to jump in. So it'll certainly be a lively race.
Cross was a guest on Houston Matters. Nails endorsed his brother, Trevor, for the Post. The Gulf Coast Transit District partnered with Galveston Island Transit to launch a new bus route connecting Galveston to the mainland. News 88.7's Juliana Washburn tells us more.
The route, called the Splash, will run between Texas City and Strand Street in Galveston. Timmy Sykes is a spokesperson for the Gulf Coast Transit District. He says they saw a great need for transportation services to connect the mainland to the island.
We just hope that we can provide a service that's needed and valued for the community and that people can get where they need to be without the frustration of not having a ride.
Service for the new route started this week. Rides will be available Monday through Saturday from 6 in the morning to 8 in the evening. One-way tickets cost $1 for general riders or 50 cents for seniors over 65 years old, people with disabilities, and students. From the Galveston County Bureau, I'm Juliana Washburn, News 88.7.
In sports, the Rockets easily blew past the Sacramento Kings last night with a 121-95 victory. The game was close at the halfway point. However, the Rockets cruised to their 14th victory of the season. They outscored Sacramento 36-19 in the third quarter. Three Rockets had at least 20 points in the game, and they will look to continue their hot start to the year at home tomorrow against Phoenix. I'm Matt Harab, News.